Welcome to the Unlock Your Block podcast, Career Empowerment with me, Robin Cartwright. Join me as I empower you to shine in your career, to up-level your life, and to go after your dreams. Let's talk. All right. Welcome to the Unlock Your Block podcast with me, Robin Cartwright. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate the audience. Today, I am here to introduce Nancy Chu. She is another career coach. And Nancy has had her role in the PM world, believe it or not. After 15 years of experience in engineering and product management, Nancy has built products for users generating millions of revenue for B2C and B2B startups, as well as managing ICs and managers in leadership roles for Meta, Roku, and other companies. Nancy has turned her expertise into helping other product managers achieve their dreams and goals, and to inspire them to reach their career goals that they want to obtain. As a natural empath, storyteller, and a believer of emphasizing inner work, Nancy is the perfect person for me to talk to today about the concept of manifestation. So we're here today to talk with Nancy about that. Thank you, Nancy.
Yeah, thank you so much, Robin, for that introduction.
I'm so excited. So tell me a little bit about how you got into manifestation and where you're at today.
I would say, like most people who found spirituality or who took their first step on the spiritual journey, I've experienced hardships.
Yeah.
Which I believe is the reason why people start questioning life. That was basically what happened. I was looking for reasons why I was experiencing hardships. I didn't understand why I had to go through those challenges that were very tough. And so I started looking for answers. At that time, I was not very spiritual, but I was told to believe that everything happens for a reason. And I was looking for those reasons. I just did not understand why the universe would put me through things like that. Especially for my case, I've always been someone who had low self-esteem, low self-confidence, even as a kid. It was just something that was always within me. And when I was faced with all kinds of challenges at work, I was very mad at the universe. Mm-hmm. I kept on asking, why would you do this to someone who's already low in confidence? Like, why? There has to be a reason why. That got me into exploring the meaning of life. That got me into reading the Game of Life and how to play it. That then introduced me to The Secret and manifestation.
Yep. Isn't it that crazy?
Yeah, that's basically what happened.
So what do you think, how would you put manifestation in a nutshell? How would you describe it?
Yeah, in the corporate world, that is very masculine energy driven. We use this phrase, fake it until you make it.
Right.
That is essentially manifestation, but using words that are very masculine energy wise.
Right.
In a more balanced approach is, it's not necessarily that we are faking it. We're just trying to embody the version of us that already has the thing that we want. Mm-hmm. And based on universal laws that I believe in, what we put out to the world is what the world shows us. That's just how energy works. What you put in, you get out in return. And so if the world is not showing me how I want it to look, then the step that I could take is let me look inward. Let me figure out what is preventing me from operating from that version of me that has the things that I want, and see how the universe responds.
So how did you use it in your own career coaching or your own world of product management? How did you do this?
I would say the first thing that I did was, if there's a thing that I want, I would pretend that I already have it and just wait for it to happen. So the last job that I had in the corporate world was the best job I have ever had in 16, 17 years of my career. And when that happened, in that instant, I knew manifestation worked. What I wanted was a job where I could be myself, where I didn't have to beat myself up all the time, where I could just thrive naturally and authentically without having to feel so intense about the environment. And that environment was just so balanced for me. Yes, occasionally I had to work overtime, but it was very manageable and people got along nicely. There was a lot of, it was this feeling of peace,
right,
that I was able to experience in my last job. And that was all I wanted.
So then you were working, and I think the story is you got laid off, is that right? And that's then correct. That's how you got into career coaching. So yes. How did you use it in your career coaching?
In my career coaching, I came to realize that my business is an extension of me. So in order for my business to thrive, I have to thrive. And what I wanted was, of course, to make money, to be compensated for my effort and compensated for the time that I gave. There was a period of time when I was not monetizing my services. In that moment, I knew there was something within me that was preventing the universe from operating in the way that I wanted to, because my mindset now is the universe is a mirror of what's going on internally. So if I'm not getting compensated the way I wanted to be, if I'm not monetizing the way I wanted to be, that means the energy I'm giving off to the world is not there yet.
Right.
I had to then look within and identify what's going on in here that was preventing me from showing up to be the person that could actually be paid for their services. There's got to be a reason why people didn't want to pay me for my services.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of self-doubt and self-worth. Yeah.
Yeah. So how do you, so here we're talking to people, women who want to grow their careers, and they're sitting here going, great, manifestation, wonderful. But how do I do this? I mean, I don't even know, how to stay positive, because I've got my kid, I've got to get to daycare. Yeah. They were screaming and yelling. I was up half the night with the other one because they're sick. I got to go home. I got to get this report done. Yeah. I just feel like I had the world on my shoulders. How in the world am I supposed to stay in this, work on this inner self and manifest?
Great questions. As a working mom, I know the struggles that we all go through. Kid is screaming. Kid is sick. There's all that. But at the end of the day, first step to manifestation is getting clear on what you want, not what you think you can have based on what you perceive. No, it's not based on your perception. It's based on what you truly want. If no one will get mad at you, if you will be successful no matter what you did, what do you truly want? from that place.
Yep.
Then you look at all the beliefs and all the stories that you tell yourself. What prevents me from thinking that I could get that thing that I wanted? Is it my kid? Right. Is my kid the reason why I can't get what I want? Probably not.
Way you were raised?
There's all these things, all the childhood trauma or family conditioning, cultural conditioning, yep. social conditioning. There's all of that. All of those affect how we think and affect how we show up. So the work that we do in manifestation is identify all the stories that we tell ourselves. Every single one of those stories. So one of the stories that I was conditioned to tell myself was, be humble, don't brag.
Isn't that? Yes. And you know, that I'm glad you brought that up because I run into that all the time with my clients. And I ran into that with my own son,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, when he does really good, he doesn't go around and brag. And I said, you know, there's sometimes when it's okay to brag and sometimes when it's not. And I think it's hard to get your head wrapped around, you know, is it too much? Is it not enough? So can you kind of go on a little bit more about that?
First, I want to just observe the energy of the word brag. Why is that bad?
Right.
Why is there a negative connotation to that word?
Right.
Maybe it shouldn't be negative.
Right.
It's about representing who we are and what we could do from a authentic point of view. So if bragging is not bad, if I'm representing myself in a very authentic way, what prevents me from showing up? Then the next story is probably, oh, what if they think this of me? What if they think I'm not good? What if they say this? What if they say that?
What does it matter?
Right. So then it's, The story is what they think real? Is what they think the thing that really defines me? Do they actually know me? Probably not. Okay, then basically it's always, what is the story we're telling ourselves? Is it true? Most of the time it's not true. But of course, if there is a truth to it, so for example, if I'm truly not good with math. Great. Let me go get better at it. If I need to learn math, let me go learn it. But then if the story is I'm not good enough, or
right,
I can't help my clients get results, or who am I to get paid for this service? Those are not true because who says they're true? How can anyone prove that those statements are true? No one can. And so then it's false. Okay, so what is actually more true? What's more true is I have this capability. I could help people in XYZ ways. And if they implement my advice, then they will get results. And that's what I want. That is the result that I could drive. And why can't I be compensated for it? Well, of course I can. From that mindset, I go and have sales calls.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, but it's really hard for people to wrap their brain around this. I know I have a little sticky here that says worry is using your imagination to create something you don't want. Because
yes.
I would say that about 90% of us, if not more, go around this world on a daily basis and worry.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We worry about where we're going to park. We worry about our kids, what they're doing. We worry about our parents. Yeah. We worry about, you know, am I going to get a speeding ticket? It's just ingrained in us to worry. We're worried, am I doing a good job at work? You know, is my boss approve of this? I mean, it's just constant. So I struggle with this myself, and I've had to work on the manifestation for years. But how do you, I mean, I work with my clients on this. So how do we tell our listeners to not worry and stay positive so that they can work on their manifestations? How do you do that?
What I say is that's the work. As in, the work is don't worry about it. And the how has to come from a place where you truly believe that if I could, so worrying is just thinking about something in a negative way. If I could do that, why can't I think of something that is the opposite of that? I have to truly believe that I could control my own thoughts. No one else can.
Right.
Only I can control my own thoughts. And I have a data point right in front of me that says, I am very good at thinking about this thing in a hypothetical sense in this direction. If I'm good at that, that means I also have the power to think in a different direction. It's just thoughts.
So you use this with your clients and you have a term, what is it? Product thinking? Is
that product thinking. Yeah.
Product thinking. And that's where you use a lot of manifestation ideas. Is that it?
The manifestation ideas are, I separate the work in inner work and outer work.
Mm-hmm.
Product thinking is more on the outer work,
okay,
which focuses on the impact that you want to drive via your product.
Which is you.
Yes.
Right. So then that goes back to the inner work.
Exactly.
Which is the manifestation.
Yes. Yes. So yes, the inner work drives the outer work. If you only focus on the outer work and not the inner work, you would probably only see half of your potential impact.
Right.
At most.
So once, what is, go ahead.
Yeah. The, when your inner work, and it's also not just you do it once and it's done.
Right.
You constantly work on your inner work. If you pay attention to what's in here, you're more likely to drive results through all the outer work that we're naturally good at doing, just because the outer work is what we learn in school. The outer work is what the society is based on. Everything is based on the outer work. But that's not all there is to it.
Yeah. And I think it is rewiring your brain, because we have had so much put into it that has not served us well.
Right.
And society has had no help with this. And now we're just starting to tap into this, and it's rewiring your brain. I almost think it's harder than working out or a diet, because there's not as much information on it.
Yeah.
And two, you're rewiring what you have lived your whole life believing.
Yes.
And now you have to change it.
Correct. That's the work.
Big time. Yeah, I know. Oh, and there's valleys that you go through at times.
Yeah.
So what advice would you give our listeners that are sitting there driving in their car or listening to this today that are thinking, how am I going to do this inner work? What advice would you give them?
Well, the first step is, do you know what you really want? Let's start there. How well do you know yourself? If no one will get mad at you, if you will be successful no matter what, if you're not afraid of anything, what do you really want?
Right.
This is now, where it's hard.
Okay. So now let's take this. We want a job, a product manager position. Mm-hmm. Maybe we want to move up into being a director of product management. Okay.
Yeah.
So you've got this client that's going through this, and our listeners, whatever it is you really, really want, you put it out there. And then they're sitting there telling yourself, well, I can't do that. Even though you've got the pedigree, you've got 15 years of experience, you've got the degree, you've been doing the job, but you're telling yourself in your head that imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
No, I'm not worthy. I can't do that. How do you get out of that?
Why do you think that way? What are you telling yourself? If you have the pedigree and you have the experience, what makes you think you are not worthy?
Right.
What happened in your past? Did someone say something? Did your mom say something? Did a manager say something? What happened?
Right.
Let's look at that.
Yeah. So I know that I've done this myself where I've self-sabotaged myself.
Yeah.
Or I watch it sometimes with my clients where they sit there going, or I had one individual call me up and I have a director's opportunity. Robin, can we do some mock interviews? Okay, sure. Yeah, we'll sit there and do that. So we worked on it. And then at the end of the mock interview, she said, I don't think I'm worthy. Literally said, I don't think I'm worthy. After we spent an entire hour together. So if you're thinking that, then you're not going to go get the job.
Exactly. It's not going to happen until you really feel and breathe that feeling that you have the thing that you want.
Right. So if that job or that career is the mm-hmm. job or career you want, then you better start believing that's what you want.
Yes.
Or look back into yourself and figure out why is it that you're stopping it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, this has been fantastic. I could talk about this for hours.
Me too.
Oh my gosh. So what other advice would you give our listeners? So they figured out what they want. They're trying to stay in the positive to move forward with it. What other advice might you give them?
Well, when they say having a director title is what I want, then I like to go deeper than that. What does that title give you? What do you think you will get with that title? What is that feeling in the body that you think you would want?
Right.
Let's start there. I always go back to the feeling and the emotions. Is it the feeling of I finally made it? Is the feeling that I actually get the label that I want that I think represents my capability? No, what does that feel like in the body?
Right. I even have my clients do some visionary work where they're sitting there visualizing when they're in that position. How does that feel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
How does that actually feel?
Yeah.
And so, it usually takes them a minute.
Right.
Many minutes.
So you think about your coaching when you finally got to the point that you want your goal. And I know you and I were talking about it and you said, I made it. And I was like, yeah. And it's just, you want to scream from the rooftops. You're so excited.
Yes.
It's that feeling.
Yes. Yeah. Now go exercise that feeling. So if the feeling is jumping up and down with joy, go do that.
Ooh-hoo.
Yes. When you jump and down with joy, then you start to kind of strengthen those feelings in your nervous system. Now your body actually knows what that feels like. Okay.
All right. Let's go.
Yeah. You are more able to embody that feeling.
Yeah.
So the vision and the feeling that I like to have when I try to work towards something is one of the, I forgot which one, but in the tarot cards, there's I think it's wands. The knight sitting on their horse, coming back from battle, and the knight is being celebrated. I forgot which card is that.
I can't remember myself, but yeah. So you want to celebrate your successes as little as they are every single time. Like I was so excited when I finally did a workshop and 20 people showed up. I was like, So we want to celebrate your successes, folks.
Yes. It's the Six of Wands. I just looked it up.
Six of Wands. Okay.
Six of Wands. Am I able to share my screen? Because I feel like
I think so. But the problem is that our listeners may not see it. But go ahead. Let's show it to the YouTube audience and we'll describe it for you, folks.
We will describe it. So here's just a Google search on the Six of Wands. It's a knight sitting on a horse, coming back from battle, and the people are celebrating them.
So we want to celebrate celebrations. Yeah.
That's what I look forward to. So when I say, how does getting that director title feel in your body? Or how does getting that thing that you want feel like in your body? To me, getting the thing that I want feels like this picture. I'm sitting on a horse. I came back from battle. that I work so hard.
Right.
I risk everything. I came back and I'm being celebrated.
Right. Exactly. I remember myself going into my C-level, presenting the facts of why I wasn't being promoted and feeling the nerves. And then after I was done, just this huge relief of, I did it. And I actually ended up getting the job. And then that was a huge celebration, but just a little celebration that I went in there with all of that information and I asked for it.
Yes. So I try as much as possible. That is the work that I have to do every single time when I want something, is I practice feeling like I came back from battle and I'm being celebrated. What does it feel like to actually be on top of the horse, higher off the ground compared to everyone else that were standing around me? And I'm coming back. I'm super tired, but I'm still very proud. And I see the people around me celebrating, not necessarily celebrating me, but celebrating my achievement.
Right.
So I sit with that feeling. That is the feeling that I want to have. I try to hold on to that feeling for as long as I can. I start with holding on for 1 second, and then 2 seconds, and then 5 seconds, and then 10 seconds. I'll see how long I could practice holding on to that feeling. And I do this as often as I can.
Right.
And then when thoughts come up, like, you're not good enough. What makes you think you do this? Then I go back to the same 3-step process all over again, which is, where did you come from? Like, hello, this thought that popped up again, where did you come from? Oh, it's because that one time when my manager said that I wasn't good enough. Okay. Is that actually true? Maybe some part of what they said about me is true, but is it still true? It was true back then, but is it still true now? That thing happened maybe 5 years ago, maybe 10 years ago. Is it still true now? No, because I worked on it. Okay, great. Let's cross it out.
Right.
Not true anymore. Okay. It's not true anymore. So, and when I'm doing this exercise, I'm paying attention to my body. How is my body feeling? I need to come from a very grounded place, which is I could sink into my seat comfortably. I deserve to be here just because I am worthy. Do I have what it takes? If not, then what would it take? Is it more education? Is it this? Is it that? Okay. That's the outer work that we have to do.
Right.
If I truly don't have what it takes, then I go do that thing. And then there's the inner work, which is what is true about the stories that we're telling ourselves versus what is not true. And then telling a story that is actually true.
And in episode 4 of my podcast, we talked about changing your narrative, changing your story.
Yeah.
So again, in manifestation, we have to change our story to move ourselves forward. Otherwise, people sit there and think, oh, well, I manifested, but it didn't come true, so it doesn't work. I get that all the time. Did you really?
Correct.
So be clear about what you want. That's our number one.
Yes.
Work on the inner work.
Yes.
And that's huge on number 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then visualize it, put it out there, really think about what that feeling is going to be like when you achieve it.
Yes. And you do this every time you need to take some kind of action. So for me, it's maybe I need to write a sales letter. But before I write it, I need to come from a place where I really believe that I'm worthy of selling this thing that I'm trying to sell. Right. I need to write it from that place. If I'm all over the place in here, the sales letter that I write is going to contain all kinds of negative energy that don't serve me.
That's right.
And so every time I need to take some kind of action that puts myself out there, I have to do it from a place that is very grounded.
Yeah.
And then I test. It it's constant work. And so let's say I sent out a sales letter and no one converted. All right, let's look at it. What is going on here? What's happening?
Right. So go back to the inner work. Yeah. What's happening? Yeah.
Yeah. Because I believe the universe is just a mirror of what is the energy that I'm putting out.
So I would, what I tell people, and I'm going to give our listeners a little challenge here. So go out and try manifestation on a little small level. So here's the thing I'd like you to do. The next time you're going to make a reservation for dinner, before you make the reservation, sit there calmly. Think to yourself what it's going to be like to sit in the place that you want to sit, that the waiter's wonderful, that the food's fantastic, and then envision it. And then make the phone call and see what you get. Do the same thing if you're going to a busy parking lot. I do it all the time.
I love the parking lot.
When you drive into a parking lot and you are envisioning, I'm going to get that perfect parking spot. It happens every time.
Yeah.
So try these little, just on little things.
Yeah.
Then you can start doing it on a bigger thing. Like I do it every morning I get up. I envision my perfect day and how wonderful it feels.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, it really works.
It works. And sometimes, because we don't know what's the best for us, as in maybe getting that director title at this particular company is what we think we want, but maybe there's something else that is better.
Right.
So there is a reason why we didn't get this one. It's because the thing that's coming next is actually better.
Right. So understand that your no's are sometimes for the reason the universe has a better plan for you and there's more coming down. So for example, when I was trying to get a job one time, I would go in and interview and I'd pray I was going to get it. And it was no, and then no, and then no. And then what I realized is I wasn't interviewing for the right position.
Right.
I was interviewing for something I wasn't positive and confident about. Yeah.
That happened to me also. I started my career in engineering and I knew I wanted to move into product. And at the time, I thought the path to go from engineering to product is to get into project management first and then product management. That was just what I thought the path should have been. And so I went and I interviewed for project managers. I failed left and right. It was not comforting at all.
No.
But then what eventually happened was I got a job as a PM, as a product manager, which meant I didn't need to do that thing that I thought I needed to do. There's another way. Like, and that other way was actually a better way to get the thing that I want. And so part of the exercise is maybe manifestation didn't really work, but there's a reason why.
Right. It's maybe because manifestation didn't work for that particular thing, but worked for. So that's, listeners, you have to understand that when you're going through manifestation and you're thinking about what it is you want, you really have to be clear. So if you're manifesting, say, for example, money and abundance, if you're saying abundance, well, what does abundance mean? Because you could be have abundance of friends and love and children and family, and that is abundance. And people say, oh, this abundance thing doesn't work. Well, what are you really looking for?
Right.
Are you looking for a job that has a better salary? Then what is that job? What are you going to be doing in that job? How are you going to be feeling in that job? Mm-hmm. And maybe that title that you're going for isn't the title. It might be something different.
Correct.
So I get this all the time. They get stuck in these boxes.
Yeah.
And they don't, you know, I'm looking for this particular job. Well, have you thought about going outside that box a little, using your skills to find something similar?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. big time. So your story about the engineering and then going into product management is very much that way.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. What other advice might you give our listeners today?
People think that manifestation is you're just thinking about it and then that thing will happen. That's partially true. Yes, you're thinking about the thing that you want, but it doesn't mean you don't do any work. Actually, it means the opposite. There's so much work that you have to do when you want to manifest. And the work includes, do you really believe that you can have the thing that you want? What is preventing you from believing that way? Can you actually feel the feelings of what you really want? Can you identify all the stories that you're telling yourself that prevents you from getting that thing that you want? And the work is also, are you able to analyze all the stories that you're telling yourself and where the stories came from, what is true and what is not true? And are you doing the work to reframe those stories? This is where we rewire the brain.
Right.
Instead of telling,
hard.
Yeah, that's hard. That's the work that we have to do to manifest. So it's not just we think something and it's not come true. That's not what manifestation is. And also paying attention to your energy level. So when I'm vibing low,
yeah,
my work and the most important work that I have to do is I have to do whatever it takes to vibe high.
Yep.
We can only manifest when we're vibing high. Doesn't matter how you get your vibes high. Doesn't matter how you do it. You have to do it.
Yeah.
That's the work. That is the work.
And so, other things, external things can affect that. So, for example, I had to tell my husband the other day, look, I'm in a manifestation mode. I can't listen to what your down story is right now.
You have
to hold that and talk to me about it later.
Yeah. Yes, exactly that. So the work we need to do to keep our energy vibing high or to go from a low energy space to a high energy space is setting boundaries, being grateful. So being grateful is a tactic that we can use to vibe high. Because naturally, when we're grateful for all the things that we have, we focus on the positive. When we focus on the positive, very organically, we're vibing high. When we're surrounded by negative vibe or low vibe, we set boundary, which is exactly what you said to your husband, and do whatever it takes to make sure your environment is supportive of you vibing high. That's the work that we have to do. Now, from that place where we're vibing high, then we go take action.
Right. Okay. So let's walk through the steps again. And I think this is going to end up being a two-part podcast because we've got so much information here. But let's walk through the steps so that our listeners can really get it. So we've got the first step is to
getting clear on what you want.
Get clear on exactly what you want.
If no one will get mad at you, if you're not afraid of anything, if you can have whatever you want, if you're successful no matter what you do, what do you really want?
What do you really want? So this is where journaling and writing things down really come in handy.
Yeah.
So take a pen and paper, sit down and really think about what do you really want? And I mean, narrow it down, folks. Don't just put I want a better job. What does that mean?
Yeah. What does really better job look like?
Yeah, exactly. All right. Step two.
What is that feeling you get when you have what you really want? For me, the feeling is Six of Wands, coming back from battle and being celebrated.
Right.
That's my go-to feeling. Then you sit with that feeling, you hold on to that feeling for as long as you can.
I think this is also when you have to do the inner work, because sometimes we have inner work that's telling us not to have that feeling. So you might want to put in a little inner work before we get to this.
Yeah. So then when the stories come up, Are you sure you have what it takes? Who's gonna hire you? Or why would anyone hire you above your current title? Like all of that. Your work now is analyze where those stories came from,
right,
and why you believe that those stories are true.
And remember, you are worthy.
Yes. Do you really believe that you're worthy of having what you want?
Right.
And the stories that you're telling yourself, which parts are true and which parts are not true? If what's true is, oh, I didn't prep enough for the interview. Great. Go do that. That's right. A tactic that you could do.
Right.
There's also stories that are not true, which is, I don't have what it, I will never get the job, or no one has ever done this before, or no one with my background has ever done this, etc. Then your job here is, why do you think these stories are true? It's not. Is there a law that says Nancy is not allowed to be compensated for her time, for her services? No, there is no law that says that I can't be compensated. Great. That is not true.
Right. Right. All right. So, and then we want to visualize, sit in that feeling, mm-hmm, really take that energy and move it forward. And folks, if you start doing this and really start staying in the positive, there's so much external stuff going on out there. So shut it off.
Yeah.
You know, do what I did. If you have to tell your spouse or partner, or friend or roommate, hey, I can't do this right now. I'm in a manifestation mode. I need to stay at a high vibe. Sorry.
Yes.
We'll talk about that later. And sometimes you really do have to do that. There are times, mm-hmm, I literally would, when everything was hitting the fan, I would go for a walk. I would just put on my headsets, listen to some, you know, jazzy music, go for a walk so I could stay in that vibration. If you find yourself going down, jump out of it. Figure,
yes,
some way to jump out of it. Watch a funny video,
mm-hmm,
you know, whatever it takes. Yeah.
That's the work.
Yeah. In fact, I have on my link tree on my Instagram page, a funny cat video because it makes me laugh.
Yeah.
So things like that, you could go ahead and do that.
I started to call my husband out on whatever he uses, words that are just very low vibe.
Yeah.
Because we're so comfortable being low vibe.
It's everywhere, Nancy. It's in the media. It is
everywhere. Right. So when he's being low vibe, then I tell him, you're vibing low. That's a limiting mindset word. Is that actually true? Who says that's actually true? Right. And then I get myself out from that low vibe energy, because my work is to vibe high and do whatever it takes to vibe high.
Right. Same. Yeah. Ditto. 100% agree. Oh, I love this. Well, folks, I'm really hoping that you got something out of this. And Nancy, how can they learn more about you? Let's tell
yeah,
the listeners more about how they can learn about you. And
yeah,
do you have anything you'd like to offer them?
I have a website. You can find me at coachnancychu.com. I'm happy to work with you on manifestation. It's one of my favorite things. To work on together with my mentees. I wish more people are into manifestation, to be honest.
Yeah, it'll get there eventually. The energies, yeah, just aren't quite, people aren't,
yeah,
quite ready, but we're getting there. We are slowly getting there.
Yeah.
So this is great. Also, I will leave her information and the links below on the show notes. And you can find Nancy as well on Instagram, right? And
yes,
on
LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Yes.
And she's got some great videos, folks, if you want to watch that. She is an expert at product thinking. So if you are a product manager and you need a career coach and you want to help with manifestation, Nancy's your go-to girl. Nancy,
thank you, Robin,
so much for joining me today. And everybody, go shine in your careers and have a great day.
Have a good day.
Hello, podcast followers. Wanted to let you know that I, Robin Cartwright, am putting my podcast on a little tiny hold for a couple months while I work on my website and create some fantastic podcasts for you. I will be back in June, probably the later part of June. Please keep in tune to my advertisements, as I will let you know when I'm back with my podcast. In the meantime, should you or somebody else you know need some career empowerment coaching, you can find me at hiddengemscoaching.co. And probably about mid-April, you can find me at robincartwright.com. Looking forward to unlocking your block in our next season. So stay tuned for the 2024 season 2 of my podcast. See you then.